الواحد. As for his name, blessed is he. Al-Ahad. It occurs in one place in the Quran, in Surah Al-Ikhlas. Its great surah, about which we find in the Sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that it equates to a third of the Quran, because it has been dedicated to explaining the perfect names of the Lord and His great and lofty attributes. As for His name, Al-Wahid, it repeatedly comes in various places in the Quran. These names are two names, which indicate the uniqueness of Allah and His oneness. Meaning that He, exalted is He in perfection, is unique in possessing the attributes of glory and majesty, the only one having the characteristics of greatness, grandeur, and beauty. Therefore, He is one in Himself. There is none that resembles Him, one in His attributes. There is none that is equal to Him, one in His actions. There is no partner or aid with Him, one in His divinity. There is no rival in the love we have for Him. Our declaring His greatness, lowering ourselves before Him, and humbling ourselves before Him. The name of Allah Al-Wahid occurs frequently in the Quran in several different passages in the context of affirming the oneness of Allah and demonstrating the falsehood of associating partners and rivals with Him. He said, exalted in His perfection, in affirming His oneness and the obligation of making the religion sincerely for Him alone.
وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ
Allah, exalted is He, also said, in declaring the falsehood of the beliefs of the polytheists,
وَقَالَ اللَّهُ لَا تَتَّخِذُوا إِلَهَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ إِنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ فَإِيَّايَ فَارْهَبُونَ
He also said, exalted is He,
يَا صَاحِبَيِ السِّجْنِ أَأَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرِّقُونَ خَيْرٌ أَمِ اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ
Therefore, what is obligatory for the servants to affirm His oneness in their beliefs, statements, and actions, that they acknowledge His absolute perfection, His being singled out as being one, and making all kinds of worship for Him alone.